Welcome to Expert Genealogy Tips, a podcast created by Legacy Tree Genealogists, the world's largest genealogy research firm. From understanding DNA to searching archives, you'll learn the tips and strategies to begin or continue your own research. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we'll help you discover your family story and ancestors with accuracy and peace of mind. At Legacy Tree Genealogists, put your family history in our hands. Episode number one. How to use DNA matches in genealogy research. Our question for today is, how do I use all of my DNA matches in my genealogy research after I get my DNA test results? Start by identifying a clear research objective. As DNA companies continue to grow, it's a challenge to keep up with your DNA matches and relationships. As your DNA matches begin to pile up, it's important to have a specific research question in mind to help you prioritize which matches are the most significant. Ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish? Who am I researching? Once you have that outlined, then you can use your DNA test results to help you explore specific research questions. From there, you can cluster and organize your matches based on their relationships to each other, which will often align with particular lines of your ancestry and genealogy. This way, you'll be dealing with a much smaller subset of your matches to analyze, so you can build out family trees for those individuals as you figure out how they're all related. You can use that information within the context of document evidence to help you really understand how to overcome some of those obstacles in your family history research. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Expert Genealogy Tips. If you have more questions and would like to schedule a one-on-one consultation with one of our professional genealogists, visit our website at legacytree.com. Be sure to follow and subscribe, and we'll see you next time at Expert Genealogy Tips from Legacy Tree Genealogists.